checking in once again with Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo to get an update on the latest Board of License Commissioners meeting and a preview of the upcoming city election. Busy, busy summer, Nikki. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing okay, thank you. We're already thinking fall here.
You're absolutely right. Yes. I mean, here it is, and September 2nd comes really quick. So we're doing our due diligence here. We have some things coming up in the election to talk about, but let's first get to our Board of License Commissioners meeting.
Okay, great. Did everybody show up for the meeting?
We had a full board, and we got right to agenda item number one, hearing regarding the request of Heritage Sports Ventures for 2 1-day liquor licenses for August 2nd and August 3rd for concert events at Veterans Memorial Stadium at 850 Hancock Street. Alex Graylin was there, represents Heritage Sports Ventures. Told us that it was going to be set up the same as they do it for the Free Jacks, that it's in the VIP structures where the alcohol is set up now. Nothing's going to change. So they also work with the Quincy Police, as you know, to make sure for security, and they've been working with TPAL on the parking, things like that. So that went through 5-0.
Yes, sold out performances by Darius Rucker and John Fogerty.
Yes, exciting for the city of Quincy. And I wasn't able to attend, but I hear the Dropkick Murphys was a great success, and a lot of people had a fun family event there.
Yeah, it really seemed to go off really well, so that's great.
Agenda item number two, hearing regarding the request of the Housenet Community Council for a special use permit 1-day liquor license for their annual Chowder Fest event at the Maritime Center on Bayview Ave. And on September 13th from 2 to 6, their annual Harvest Fest fundraiser event at Brill Field on October 18th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. So the Chowder Fest on September 13th from 2 to 6 and Harvest Fest on October 18th, 11 to 3. Housenet Community Council, David DeBona was there, spoke about these two events and how popular they're getting, and what a great success they are for the Housenet Community Council to be able to have these events as well as other events throughout the year for the Housenet community, as well as opening it up to residences of the city of Quincy and others. These are certainly family events. The annual Harvest Fest will have bouncy house, pony rides, and these events also pay for 3rd of July for the kids events down at Edgewater Drive and some things like that, and needy families in the city and things like that that Housenet Community Council provides for. So that went through 5-0.
Very good. Yeah, it seems like we're just talking about the chili bowl for crying out loud. Here we are in October.
It's going to go so quick.
I
Before
know.
you know it, we'll be talking about Christmas, Joe.
Oh, no. Not
The
just yet.
Christmas parade, right?
That'll be next. I know.
Right. Agenda item number three, hearing regarding the request of Break Rock Brewing in the Quincy Chamber of Commerce for 1-day liquor license for the Taste of Quincy event on August 12th from 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. at 29 Hancock Street, the Best Weston Adams Inn. Over 50 restaurants will be participating. Jay Southwood and Julie Pagnano were there, both representing Break Rock Brewing and the Quincy Chamber of Commerce. This was a huge event last year, and seems to be growing in popularity, and that went through 5-0 as well.
Yeah, it's a great evening out there in the gazebo overlooking the Neponset River.
Beautiful. Agenda item number 4, hearing regarding the request of Hero Hospitality Group, doing business as Riverfront Cafe, for a common victualer license for the cafeteria at 1 Enterprise Drive, proposed manager Hai Tran, proposed hours of operation Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Hai Tran has another cafeteria that he runs in the city of Quincy. This is the Fox Rock Cafe. He will be serving breakfast and lunch and catering to those in the building. And that went through 5-0. Agenda item number 5, hearing regarding the request of GHW East LLC, doing business as East Ocean Restaurant, for a transfer of their on-premise all alcohol beverage restaurant license presently held by East Ocean Restaurant Inc. for the premise located at 21A Billings Road. The premise is a single-story restaurant of approximately 3,200 square feet, comprised of a dining room, kitchen, restrooms. There is also a basement for office space, storage, and coolers. Proposed manager Zhenhao He and attorney Ka Wong was there, representing the new owners, which were all there in attendance, have experience in the restaurant business, all TIP certified, was advertised in the Quincy Sun on July 3rd, and the board approved it 5-0 as well.
Very good.
That ended our agenda, and our next hearing will be on August 12th.
Wow. Okay. It is flying. Yeah, it really does every year, it seems.
It certainly is.
Now we have to switch over to election mode because the deadline has now passed for candidates to get their nomination papers in, right?
Yes, and we're happy to announce that we will have a city preliminary citywide for councilors at large, and we will also have one ward race, which will be Ward 6.
Okay, and that's September 2nd, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., right?
Yes,
In-person voting.
yes, yes. In person, vote by mail, early voting. We have all of that information on our website. Sorry, I just had to plug this in. We have all that information on our city calendar on the city clerk page. Go to elections, and all the information is there available. Yeah, it's coming right up, and we're doing our due diligence here to facilitate the election and make it as smooth as possible.
Okay. Any changes to polling locations, Nikki, we should tell people about?
We're going to have to change the Ward 6, Precinct 5 polling location due to the construction of the Squanum Elementary School. We will be holding a meeting of the Board of Registrars on Monday at 5 o'clock, to change that temporarily.
Okay, so that'll be for the preliminary and the final too.
Yes, and we will also send notice from my office on behalf of the Board of Registrars, letting all registered voters in 6-5 know where they vote, and also giving them an opportunity if they don't want to go to that polling location, if they can't make it there. It's about a half a mile from the elementary school, but circumstances what they are, there's opportunity to vote by mail, of course, absentee vote here in person, at early voting. All that stuff is going to be on the calendar, and we'll be sure to get notice out to hang around Squanum, all of Ward 6, Precinct 5, to let people know of the change as well.
Okay, very good. Just to be clear, early voting begins Saturday, August 23rd,
Impaired.
and it runs through Thursday, August 28th at City Hall. Okay.
Yes, it'll be here at the Great Hall. And the reason why it stops on Thursday is because of the holiday. So, yeah, that's an opportunity, you know, anybody can take advantage of. We'll have spots designated out front of City Hall here, and we'll have spots dedicated over at the Quincy T parking as well.
Okay, very good. And also that Saturday, August 23rd, last day to register for the preliminary, right?
That's right.
Okay.
And the change on that that some people may not be used to is it's till 5 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah, you can register up until 5 p.m. on the 23rd. It used to be 8. It used to
Oh,
be
okay.
8. So that's a change with the I think it was couple of years back with the Votes Act. Yeah.
Okay.
So they go to 5 p.m.
Gotcha. Okay. And for mail-in, they have to request them, right?
They do. Yeah.
Okay.
We're not going to send out the cards automatically. They have to request it. You can, we have notice here with QR code. There's a notice on our website with the QR code if you wish to do it via your phone, or you can certainly call our office 617-376-1144. We'll send you out the application and we can get those ballots out to you just as soon as we get them in.
All righty, so swinging into high gear here.
Certainly is.
Thanks so much, Nikki.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.